UKGC fines Paddy Power BP $2 million over failings in safer gambling. The UK Gambling Commission has fined Paddy Power Betfair £2 million for failures in social responsibility and customer interaction. Regulator findings and specific cases. The UK Gambling Commission, UKGC, concluded that four licensees operating under the Paddy Power and Betfair banners, PPB Entertainment, PPB Counterparty Services, Betfair Casino, and TSE Malta, will together pay a consolidated penalty of £2 million, about $2.68 million. The sanction follows a compliance assessment that flagged serious shortcomings in how the business identified and responded to risky customer betting behavior. According to the regulator's findings, staff did not step in quickly enough in multiple instances where customers displayed clear indicators of potential gambling-related harm. In one case, a customer staked £86,000 over 16 days, incurring losses of around £6,000, and a manual review was only initiated after these losses had mounted. In another instance, a single session lasted almost 8 hours, producing more than 300 bets and stakes of about £20,000, yet timely intervention did not occur. John Pierce, the UKGC's Director of Enforcement, said the settlement was intended to reflect the gravity of the breaches. "This settlement underlines the seriousness of the shortcomings we identified," Pierce said. "Operators must ensure their systems for identifying and addressing gambling-related harm operate effectively and at the right time. Excessive reliance on automation and a failure to intervene when clear indicators of harm are present place consumers at unnecessary risk." He added that cooperation with investigators is expected, but is only the minimum standard when major deficiencies are found. Industry response and next steps. Flutter, Paddy Power's parent company, said it accepts the regulator's findings and insisted it remains committed to player protection. A company spokesperson highlighted recent investments in safety technology. "We take our safer gambling responsibilities extremely seriously and have continued to evolve our safeguards. There is no indication that any of the customers reviewed by the UKGC suffered harm. And we have recently launched a next-generation customer safety platform which conducts the majority of checks in real time." Regulatory observers say the case echoes a broader enforcement trend. The UKGC has been tightening oversight of social responsibility practices and expects operators to blend automated monitoring with timely human review. Industry compliance teams have been warned to avoid treating automation as a substitute for meaningful intervention when risk signals accumulate. Independent, safer gambling consultant Dr. Emily O'Leary commented on the operational lessons for operators. "Automation can be highly effective at flagging patterns, but systems must be calibrated so that human review is triggered before losses escalate and risk indicators compound. Firms need clear escalation thresholds and sufficient staff trained to act decisively when those thresholds are crossed." For Paddy Power and similar operators, the penalty serves as both a financial sanction and a regulatory directive. Strengthen monitoring, tighten escalation protocols, and demonstrate that consumer protection is embedded in day-to-day operations rather than reliant solely on post-hoc reviews. Actionable measures for operators. Operators seeking to reduce regulatory risk and improve customer protection should consider the following steps. Implement real-time transaction monitoring, publish clear escalation criteria for manual review, increase the number and seniority of staff authorized to intervene, and run regular audits of automated systems to detect blind spots. In addition, frequent training on vulnerable customer indicators and transparent record keeping to evidence timely interventions will be essential in future regulatory assessments. The UKGC's action against Paddy Power is likely to sharpen industry focus on practical, demonstrable, safer gambling measures. Firms that can show proactive, timely interventions and robust oversight of automated tools will be better placed to withstand regulatory scrutiny moving forward.